Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
Hope everybody's going to have an awesome day out there.
Oh, it's going to be a great day.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Make sure you are subscribed to all three channels, Evolutionary, E-Arts, and Hearts Home, the newest channel. And we want to thank everybody that is supporting us as a Patreon member and also on Ko-Fi as well. So, starting over here, we see a tweet from Carrie Lake. Thousands of illegal immigrants are amassing outside our border. Well, hundreds of thousands are on the way. Millions are already inside the country. And as she's calling out number 46, leaving the door wide open, invasion of the country. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing that you can't get beyond this. This is pretty... It's pretty blatant, and here you see another tweet, the deliberate designed destruction of America from within continues. Texas is in a state of emergency, and here we see Governor Abbott deploying a tactical border force as Title 42 nears end. A tactical border force to turn back migrants ahead of the expected surge. We're deploying today a new Texas tactical border force made up of elite National Guard who are specifically trained for one thing, and that is to identify areas illegal immigrants are trying to cross the border, fill that gap, and repel them. This really does sound like war, does it not? Well, I mean, truly it is in so many ways, but ultimately it is a war against humanity. As the situation that drives these people is one that's also created by the power structure. And so, you know, what happens is it's just simply the average person that's constantly pushed to and fro all around the globe and, you know, suffers. And this is what we have to realize is that it's a war on humanity that's ongoing, always lifting up one. Hey, you know, California over there. Hey, that was a wrong, you know, that happened to you all those years ago, generations ago. And now we're going to pay you back. Meanwhile, that's going to tick off other people. This is what it's supposed to do. Oh, come support Ukraine. You know, meanwhile, Ukraine as a country didn't exist. You know, in the 1970s and 1960s, there was no Ukraine as a country. And if we look at the maps, they're always changing, constantly changing. But it's a very convenient thing to have is borders. So you get to the point where you no longer need borders. You no longer need the illusion of national identities and people self-determining.
You know, it is. It's so, so extremely divisive the way they do things, you know, making one person feel so very privileged and the other person saying, hey, you know, I've worked and I've earned my stand. Why does this person over here get that? And you know, this is difficult to say, but the situation lands in all of our laps because we have to sit and look at it and say, okay, are we going to band together or are we going to allow these controllers to separate us in ways where we lash out at one another? It makes for a very difficult situation indeed.
Absolutely. So you see, again, planning, Greg Abbott's planning to send busloads to different cities, to the sanctuary cities, like New York, Chicago. What's this going to do when some of those people in there are literally sleeper cells? Well, it's going to disperse the sleeper cells to different areas is what it's going to do. It's going to end up serving the purpose. You know, see, the immediate thing is, you know, you'll have people on the right immediately say, good, send them all off to New York City and Chicago, you know. And what they don't realize is just this, that, okay, you know, only one out of every 20 of those people or whatever it is a literal military sleeper cell. Now, you know, some cases, maybe more, and in some cases less. But you're also... And just automatically having this programmed response, you are unwittingly nudging it along, you know. But of course, this is part of the big wake up. The U.S. owes $7 trillion to foreigners, including almost $1 trillion to China. When China comes knocking on the door and says, you know, by the way, we are at war with you, we want our money back, We'll take California. Well, maybe Washington and Oregon too, and we'll call it even. Don't laugh. You know, that whole theory has been put out there before. I mean, we've seen both China in recent times say that, well, the United States, right? It was two different haplogroups that came over. Haplo is in reference to different DNA stocks from which people come from. There's two different haplogroups that supposedly, according to modern science, came over the Bering Land Bridge, and they come from territory that's controlled by China. So China says the original people of the Americas was us. Guess what? We're taking it back. And then you have the fact that Russia owned Alaska and also had bases in California and along the Pacific coast. Hawaii, too. You know, we'll just take those states back, too. We could call it all even, guys. Yeah, that's, you know, again, there's going to be all the rationalization later. Genetically altered pigs are now on the menu. Hey, the FDA said it's safe. I don't know about you, but I don't trust a word from the FDA or the CDC or the WHO or the UN or any of these, you know, alphabet soups. Are they trustworthy? This is the big wake up. People are realizing, well, we put our trust in wrong places.
You know, people want to know, well, what does it look like when the veil is lifted? This is what it looks like. You realize that you cannot trust all these organizations that you've been taught to trust all of your life. You realize that their position is to, you know, basically do whatever the heck they want, and you're gonna like it pretty much. You know, if you don't like it, well, you're gonna have a really difficult time functioning, because they get people so dependent on them, needing food. And I just saw something, darn it, I wish I would have had it available. But, you know, 50 years ago, there was between 300 and 600 different items in any given grocery store. And now there's well over, like, gosh, 400,000, 500,000 items. Just when you walk into a grocery store and you go to the middle part where they have all these processed foods.
As far as different, you know, different ingredients in their magic brews, right, is what we're talking about. Yeah, these are CRISPR gene edited pigs that we're talking about. And, you know, what our guides had told us is you're going to want to be food self-sufficient by the end of the year. Not that there's not going to be any food available. You're just probably not going to want to eat it, is the basic bottom line, because of things just like this. We had a video removed over on evolutionary because, again, they said anything that goes against the policies that the WHO, the FDA, the CDC are talking about. And this was, again, talking about the cure for the plague upon the land. You know, it's something they'll remove. So, again, you know, this is all the power structure that's in place. And if you read between the lines, AI could replace 80% of jobs in the next few years. Why would they need to replace 80% of the jobs in the next few years? Well, we look over and can you see this little tag? It's a forecast for 2025, DEAGEL. We've talked about that a lot. Well, if that forecast is right, yeah, there's going to be a lot less people in certain areas. And yeah, obviously that's going to lead to a lot of job openings that are not going to, you know, have people to fill. And meanwhile, Wendy's and Google train next generation order taker in AI chatbot. Yes, customized language as well. JBC, Junior Bacon Cheeseburger. Biggie bags. Give me a biggie bag, man. Okay. Yeah, no, you don't want any of that stuff. This is all nanu. And, you know, again, if you're wondering why your brain's foggy and you're still going through a drive-in like this and going to whether it's Mickey D's, Burger King, any of these big chains, you're getting loads of nanu. And in effect, it might be very, very similar in some ways to, you know, taking a trip to the, hospital. Anheuser-Busch CEO blames Bud Light boycott on social media misinformation. It's all misinformation. Anytime anybody wakes up It's misinformation. Yeah, go back to sleep and be properly informed. They might as well put it that way. Australia introduces social rating system for accessing social networks. Citizens need 100 IDs to use social media, and the police will have access to your accounts, including private messages. Vietnam to require social media users to verify identity. So again, it really doesn't matter where you are. This is the plan everywhere. It's everywhere. In China's 15-minute cities, facial recognition ID check is mandatory. To take the train, plane, subway, stay at hotel, gas up your car, even go back to your home. And if you are being blacklisted by the social credit system or you are the enemy of the state, immediately the alarm goes off. It's like Logan's Run, you know, and the drones go after the guy as he's running off trying to make it away from, you know, the area. It truly is. This is a sci-fi movie we're finding ourselves in. And some great comments there about the connection between Terminator and the Matrix. Absolutely. Absolutely. Terminator is the prequel to the Matrix, was the comments. And that was an interesting comment and fairly accurate. White House is blocking New York Post from attending Biden appearances after this article comes out exposing, you know, when you understand that the controllers, as we've said for years now, the controllers of this world, they're intergalactic, interdimensional space pirates. This is what they are. You know, they're slave traders. They're slave traders. This is what they are. The leadership that they put in charge, it should be pretty obvious the quality of leadership that they're going to put in charge and the type of being. It's going to be the beings that basically will shove anybody in front of the train or under the bus, you know, that's going to get in their way. This is just obvious. So what we can see is also what the guides have said. Come 2025, they won't go out in public openly. Or, as in this case, this is Macron's 8th May VE Day celebration, by the way. Where's all the people? They're not allowed to be out there. All gatherings have been banned to make sure there's no protest. There you go. And then eventually they won't be able to do that, so they just won't be seen in public. They'll just, yeah, it's very much like 1984. It's very much like so many of these movies, these sci-fi movies, you know, and it's just getting so blatantly obvious. They won't dare go out in public, but they'll still be in quote-unquote power control. They'll still be winning elections. You know, yeah, sure. Protesters set fire at barricades, the street of Lyon, on the sidelines of his visit. Of course, this is not, you know, directly in the way. As you have people, there was at one time, gosh, there was, you know, maybe 10 to 20% of the entire population out in the streets. When we look at this 1944 CIA guide to disrupt organizations, we can see that so much of what they do is in place in countries all around the world. And it's, again, it's not just the CIA, FBI. You know, when you start thinking in terms of, yeah, they did compete against the KGB and others, the reality is at the highest levels, they were all cooperating. They were all part of this. So insist on doing everything through channels. Never permit shortcuts to be taken in order to expedite decisions. Make speeches. Talk as frequently as possible and at great length. Illustrate your points by long anecdotes and accounts of personal experiences. Never hesitate to make a few appropriate patriotic comments. When possible, refer to all matters to committee for further study and consideration. Attempt to make the committee as large as possible, never less than 5. Bring up irrelevant issues as frequently as possible. Haggle over precise wordings of communications, minutes, resolutions. How many times have we heard them do this? Refer back to matters decided upon at last meeting. Attempt to reopen the question of the advisability of that decision. Advocate caution. Be reasonable. Urge your fellow conferees to be reasonable and avoid haste, which might result in embarrassments or difficulties later on. be worried about the propriety of any decision, raise questions of whether such action as is contemplated lies within the jurisdiction of the group, or whether it might conflict with the policy of some higher echelon. You know, again, this is all part of the control grid. The control grid is one. You know, absolutely, they do go after each other. You know, again, these are, yeah, they're pirates. So, you know, they have no qualm with being above the law, below the law, sidelining the law. Yet the law doesn't apply to them in their minds.
Mm-mm. No, and it doesn't have to either, because they don't need to abide by it, because they are protected. And again, lifting the veil, we're seeing clearer and clearer every day. And with that can come a lot of anger. With that can come people wanting to, you know, kind of lash out in many ways. But that's where we have to stop ourselves and definitely not do that. And get you in a position where you can look at the facts and look at the information and, you know, not react.
And here we see a leaked UN report reveals world temperature hasn't risen for at least 15 years. Again, it's about getting the point across, because there's a certain thing they want to implement. Doesn't matter if it's real or not. And so this family of six has already gone under in a bunker. Ruben Romero from Georgia spent 7 years looking for a bunker. He found one, 300,000, 13 acres of land. You cannot tell it's a bunker. It's underneath this field. And they're already all set. They've been there since 2020. So they got there, you know, right in time for the plague upon the land, and they're just chilling. Now, we're not advocating necessarily doing that, but at the same time, who's to question them in this crazy world? New Jersey home struck by possible meteorite. Wow. Crash through the roof. Yeah, this does happen from time to time. It does happen from time to time. But at the same time, there are many prophecies of some big things coming down. And this guy just wants to share a little wisdom with you. I think he's exactly right when it comes to 46.
Me too.
As always, guys, much love, God bless, and namaste.
Namaste.